You're listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast, episode number 68. Welcome to the All Day Rock Off podcast, episode number 68. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. The All Day Rock Off podcast focuses on the GRT and rucking community and includes interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. In this episode, we have an awesome interview with George, who is the race director for Ruck and Run. I'm not going to give too much of an intro because he does a great job in the interview, but this is the fourth year of the Ruck and Run event. And they run a physical event as well as a virtual event. They've got two fairly unique distances that you can ruck and or run. And they've got some pretty awesome stations set up throughout it. I'm really excited about this interview. And not only does George, get into detail about Ruck and Run, but he also gave us three free entries for the event to give away. So head on over to the show notes for more information on that. Those show notes can be found at alldayrockoff.com/podcast/episode-068. Before we get into the interview, as always, I would like to give some thanks to those who have left reviews on either Apple Podcasts, which is within iTunes, or on our Facebook page. This week, we have a 5-star review from F3 Noski, who says, "Came upon this podcast while researching for my first GoRuck Tough. I enjoy listening to the interviews that Brian conducts with the GoRuck community members as well as the HQ staff. Subscribe today if you're interested in the GoRuck movement. Keep up the great job, Brian." And thank you so much for taking the time to leave that. I'm glad that you stumbled across this when you were getting ready for your first Tough event. If you've already done that first event, I hope it was an awesome time. Based on your name, I'm guessing that it might have been an F3 custom event, and those are always pretty fun. So I hope that was awesome. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would truly appreciate it if you would leave a review on either iTunes or on our Facebook page. You can search All Day Rock Off, and we show up in both spots. And if you have ideas for future guests or you want to email about an episode, as always, please reach out to me, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayrockoff.com. Final few announcements before we get into the interview. GoRuck has opened up registration for both GoRuck Selection and GoRuck Team Assessment. If you don't know what either of those events are, we've got links in the show notes. And they're running an awesome sale for the first 2 days of GoRuck Selection, where it's only $99 to sign up. Because we all know that the reason we're not signing up for GoRuck Selection is because it's too expensive and not because it's a horrible event. At the price of $99, you're paying roughly $2.06 per hour of fun if you survive the full 48. So I don't know where else you can get that level of personal training for $2.06 an hour. It seems like a screaming deal to me, so I guess you should probably all sign up for GoRuck Selection. They've got the dates for that as well as team assessment out now, and I can't wait to see how both those events turn out. Speaking of GoRuck Selection, the next probably 3 episodes are all going to be selection related. We've recorded interviews with Kadri Cleave, Kadri Blaine, as well as 011, aka Doug, the single finisher of GoRuck Selection Class 020. So we've got all that coming up in future episodes, and those are going to be awesome. Without getting too much off track, I wanted to thank you so much for all of your incredible support. And here is the interview about Ruck and Run with George. Today, I'm talking with George, who is the creator and race director for Ruck and Run. I'm really excited about this interview. I've been following Ruck and Run for a while now, and just what they're doing with their event, with the the shadow ruck that you can do virtually with your ruck club anywhere, and then how they've kind of gotten affiliated with GoRuck. So I'm really excited to talk to George and see what's going on. George, how are you doing today?
Doing great. It's a little bit hot in DC, but otherwise doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Glad to hear it. And thank you so much for taking the time. Like I said, I'm really excited to talk about this.
Absolutely.
So Ruck and Run, what year is this for you?
So this is our fourth year. And we started back in 2015. And I became a drill sergeant in the Army back in 2014. Kind of had the idea before that. But my thing was I wanted to get the community together. And I found that after I did a couple sprint triathlons, that one of the great ways of feeling that camaraderie was having an event like this. So that's why I wanted to do it.
That's awesome. And I've done a number of triathlons as well. And one of the things that I really like about ruck events is that you have so many options and opportunities to engage with the community, you know, when you're out there training or when you're out there rucking, because everyone, at least I feel, has a much similar pace than when you're, you know, trying to get swims in or sprints, anything like that.
It's a great equalizer, I think, because sprint triathlons, I mean, they weren't the full-fledged ones, but the ones I did, you know, like a 14-mile bike ride, that might not be much for some people, but too much for others. And I think events like Ruck and Run and even the Go Ruck clubs and things like that are equalizers. And what I mean by equalizers, I mean, anybody can do them. But the great thing is that, especially with Go Ruck clubs, it's a team effort. Ruck and Run is styled a little bit differently since it's a timed event. But still, it's a great equalizer. Anybody can come out and do it. But it is challenging. It's not something that people should just show up to. If they decide to do it, they don't show up the next day and just say, yeah, I'm going to knock this out. They definitely have to train, especially we've added another distance this year, but I might be getting ahead of myself. So,
yeah, I'm really excited to talk about the second distance you added. But before we get there, so you decided to start Ruck and Run because you mentioned you really like the community aspect. What was the first year of the event like?
And just to add a little bit to the community event, that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is really, you know, I'm watching commercials around Veterans Day, even Memorial Day, and it's like, hey, come to our store and buy a mattress. It's a Veterans Day sale, and you never hear anything about veterans. That kind of got on my nerves a little bit, but I didn't want to stay in that negativity. I wanted to do something with that, so I wanted to take that kind of catalyst, if you will, and create something for the community. And as a drill sergeant, I wanted people to experience a little bit of basic training and you know, a ruck run event, even like a 5K, you know, people could come out to those and they are an equalizer, but it's also something that someone that's not special forces trained can come do in certain aspects. So I wanted to do that. And that way we could get together and we can honor veterans and celebrate service members, and also just do that with that level of camaraderie. And there's people that come out to the event that they maybe can't serve or didn't serve, or they're just they're doing the event. They're competing in honor of someone that they know that served in the U.S. military. So those are really the two sides of the coin. It's one. It started off kind of negative, like, you know, why is it always Veterans Day sales and we're not acknowledging what Veterans Day is? And on the other side, it's really connecting that community. So that's why on social media, you'll see Ruck and Run honors veterans and connects the community through the event. So, and that's what it's really about. And you had mentioned what the first year was like. I'm just going to be honest with you. 2015, I was down at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and I was on the trail. That's what we call it. I was there as a drill sergeant. And, you know, all these ideas floating around in my head about Ruck and Run. And I said, enough's enough. I've been playing this for at least 2-3 years in my head on paper. It's time to just pull the trigger on it. So when I got back, I had 30 days because I wanted to do it the first Saturday before Veterans Day, obviously, so that we can redirect what Veterans Day is all about. And I had 30 days, and I cannot believe to this day, 160 people showed up to that event. I did everything that I could to do it right and get the word out, and people just jumped on board. you know, local TV stations are like, hey, we're gonna put this on TV. Come over for an interview. Local radio stations did the same thing for public service announcements. And you mentioned, what's it like on the first year? Well, the first year I show up to a local business with a poster and say, hey, can I hang this poster? And it's about ruck and run. And they're like, what does the word ruck mean? You know? And, I used to play rugby, and that's a word for, you know, for hitting somebody, in not so many words anyway, but that word ruck means different things, different people. In the military, it's, you know, it's a verb, and it's carrying a rucksack, which is the German for backpack. And really, and it's one of those things where you have to inform people, this is what ruck means. And now I show up and I'm like, hey, I'm George with Ruck and Run. They're like, yeah, we'll hang up your poster. We did this last year. We, you know, and people now are embracing it so much that it's just overwhelming. There's so many people just doing things outside of me asking or needing something. They'll just say, hey, how can I hang posters or what can I do to volunteer? And that right there is connecting the community, because they want to honor veterans. That's what it's about. They don't want to just go buy a mattress or a sofa on Veterans Day. They want to honor veterans. You see that?
Absolutely. And I love that. I think that's absolutely amazing. And it's funny that, you know, the first year you have to explain to people what ruck is, and now you're on year four and you don't have to do that anymore, because it's, you know, I've had a number of people I've talked to, and they've brought up rugby each time. They're like, oh, like a rugby thing?
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, yeah, kind of, but not at all.
That's it.
So, and congratulations on 160 people in the first year, and you only had, 30 days to get that thing going. That's amazing. That's truly something to be proud of. That is really cool.
I appreciate that. It's really a community that came on board. They, just like people put on a backpack and start rucking it, that's what they did with Ruck and Run, in a metaphorical sense, if you will. They just like, hey, we wanted this. I think, you know, I'll be as bold here to make a statement. I realize that there's Veterans Day parades, and there's other organizations out there that do a lot of things on Veterans Day, but specifically, I've had people comment and say, there's nothing like this. There's not, especially in the Springfield, Missouri area, there's nothing like this. And so with the first year being, let's just get together and celebrate veterans and honor them and, you know, just, let's just do this thing. And then as it rolls on, it really has taken on the snowball effect, where we're not only honoring those who served, but we're also celebrating our service members. So where we have it in Republic, Missouri, which is right outside of Springfield, it's on a property that's 12 acres, and the start and stop starts at it's right there at a dead end where the grass meets the asphalt, and they start walking or running, and then they hook that right, and then they go down and they knock out the exercise stations, which is unique to us. It's not obstacle course, but it's stations where they got to do, like, you know, basic training inspired, boot camp inspired exercises where people are yelling at you. You get some drill sergeants out there and knife handing people or quote unquote motivating. And then they, you know, but with all that room out there, it's really turning into a celebration of service members. We're trying to get some military trucks out there this year, and can't make any promises on that, but there's definitely an uptick on what the community is doing for the event itself.
That's phenomenal. And that's got to make you feel great, seeing everyone get on board like this and for it to continue to grow and for people to be excited and just have these feelings about this event.
Absolutely. It is something. I'm going to tell you, if you've ever planned an event or done an event or directed an event like this, this is the highlight of my year. And I say that apart from my family. My family is number one, but this is the highlight of the year for me. So I look forward to it all year, and it is something that just, it's invigorating. The adrenaline goes through my veins like crazy. I'm up there on a stage where I'm not really a public speaker, but I am a drill sergeant. So I'm up there on the stage, and I was like, this is how it is, you know, and get on the line, make sure you're ready to go. And so I've had to, you know, through the last few years, it's been, I wouldn't even say a challenge. It's been something that's just, I'm so passionate about. And I understand that a lot of people say I'm passionate, I'm excited, but this is, I'm probably one of the most genuine people when I say this is something that I'm very, very passionate about. Why? Because our service members are to be honored. And like I said, on the website, I have a blog post. It starts off, why Ruck and Run? Well, it's not about a sale. It's about our service members. That's what Veterans Day is about. And that's what I wanted to echo through our event.
I love it. And I love the passion that you've got. And it's always awesome to find something that it doesn't even feel like work when you're done. I don't want to say working on this, but when you're, you know, when you've put time into this, you feel like you've gotten even more energy now after putting time into working on it than you did when you started. And it's just awesome. You can definitely hear it in your voice, the passion and excitement.
Right. And one thing that we're doing is now Ruck and Run is an incorporation as of the 13th of August. And this is a kind of an admin type thing, but we're filling out the forms and getting ready to submit that for nonprofit status, which is huge. Also, Ruck and Run itself is a registered trademark. The way that it's spelled, the way that it sounds, you know, someone can't go out and say Ruck and Run. I mean, you can Google that, but really we have that as a registered trademark now. We also have 5.56K as a registered trademark, and then soon we're going to be pursuing the 7.62K as a registered trademark. And then right now we also have Honoring Those Who Served as a registered trademark. Now, you can't hear it in my voice, but the way that's spelled, Honoring Those Who Served, there's a parenthesis around the D, and some people ask, why is there a parenthesis around the D? Well, it functions in two ways. It's Honoring Those Who Serve or Honoring Those Who Served, and that's a registered trademark now as well, and that's really what it's all about. And if you serve in the United States military, whatever generation you have, and you've served or whatever position that you've served in, you are more than welcome to participate in Ruck and Run or even in our shadow event. And we want to honor them. So one of the things, what's the tangible way that we can honor people that have served? One way that we do that, just one way that we do that is when they register, whoever registers, it asks the question, who are you doing this honor of? And they put a name and they put rank or whatever. So we take all those names. I scrub it through, you know, maybe there's a misspelled word or something like that, but I alphabetize them all and I put them. I thought maybe, you know, we might have like 10 names or something. That we had 150 names the first time we did it, 150 names. So we did 2 6-foot walls of names. And that right there, when people come up and they point to it, kind of, I'm not by any means saying it's the same thing, but it's similar to right up the street from where we live in D.C., the Vietnam wall. You know, people go up there and they look at that name, and that's really what it's styled after. Again, it's not anywhere a comparison, but when people see the name of someone that they competed in honor of, that's just huge. Even last year, we had someone that came out, and this is one of our interviews on our recap video, and he had a battle injury in Afghanistan. That was his first ruck back, and he did it in honor of another Marine. And right there, I mean, I'm listening to that interview for the first time. I'm tearing up. I just want to give this guy a big hug. And he is no joke. He's pushing 6-7 foot. And he came across the finish line, just barreling through. And I'm like, hey, man, good job, you know. And I usually I'll give people a hug or I'll present the medal. He just picked me up and just kept walking. And it was just so cool. And he's like, you know, he said, this is his words. He said he could not find a more fitting event to honor those who served than Ruck and Run. And that right there brings so much joy to me. And it makes a huge difference in what this event is about, because it is making a difference. And if I stand on a stage and if I ask people, if I stood up at the mall somewhere and asked a crowd, hey, when is Veterans Day? And you'll get all kinds of answers. But our crowd, they know November 11th is Veterans Day. It doesn't change. It's always 11/11. And that's what it's about, redirecting the honor back to veterans instead of just a sale.
And that's got to, I mean, like you said, that's got to make you so happy just seeing what you're putting on. I mean, just how it impacts the people who take part in it. That's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely phenomenal.
I appreciate that.
You mentioned this year you've got 2 distances and each one has a number of stations. I think your 5.56 has 5 stations and your 7.62 has 7 stations.
Absolutely.
the first year, was it similar with stations, or was it a different type of event? And then how did you decide to change it to these distances and incorporate the stations?
So that's an easy question. So I decided to do the Ruck and Run. I had the name already set up, and people were like, why didn't you do Ruck or Run? Well, because, I mean, it's Guns and Roses. I mean, you don't do Guns or Roses, you know. It just makes more sense. So we stuck with that. And the option is you can ruck it or run it. Now, does that mean ruckers can pick up the pace? Sure. Just like runners can walk if they wanted to. It's no big deal. But along the route, there's five stations. And there's different options there. And not to make it too complicated, but again, I wanted to make sure that the community could get involved at whatever level. We have people that might have a service-connected disability that want to participate. So along the route, there's five stations. There's push-ups, jumping jacks, bodyweight squats, mountain climbers, and, of course, burpees. And there are certain counts to that. So the mountain climbers have four counts. The burpees have six. So there's push-ups in the middle. And those are where we have our, you know, motivation station, where the drill sergeants are knife-handing people and making sure they're doing their stuff. And that really came about as I wanted to make it different. And it's a basic training, that boot camp-inspired feel. I wanted people to not only have an opportunity through the event to honor veterans, but to experience some of the things that they go through. And ruck marching and running without a ruck, both of those things is what you do at basic training. And as a drill sergeant, I mean, I haven't been able to go to the station to yell at people yet, or quote unquote motivate, because I'm at the stage and I'm doing my thing as a race director, but had a whole bunch of drill sergeant friends come out and they were doing it. And that's just something that I wanted to put that element in there. It's not, like I said, it's not an obstacle course. We don't have logs and things like that, but it is something where they do these exercises. Now they do either, they can do zero if they wanted. Let's say there's a service-connected disability, they can't do it, or they choose not to. There's also, they could do 10 or 25. Now, I did have to differentiate between year one to year two. If you're going to compete, you have to do 25 reps. And if you have a rucksack, you have to have a certain weight. And it's up to them if they want to take the ruck off or not, because doing burpees with a rucksack that has a frame on it, by experience, you're going to get knocked in the back of the head. It's not a good thing. So, yeah. And then, so the funny story is I'm out there, you know, brainstorming, trying to make this happen. And I'm not going to present things to people to do without me doing it. That's in the NCO creed. I'm not going to ask other people to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So I'm out there, reconning the route. And I'm doing this thing, and I have some of the best ideas I had for Ruck and Run really came about while I was rucking. So I have my phone on, I'm recording a video and audio, so that way I can take notes. I don't have to stop and write them down. And I'm saying, hey, this event right here is going to be a 5K. And I basically stopped myself mid-sentence, like, no, it's a 5.56K, because it differentiates ourselves. 5.56K is a homage to 5.56 millimeter, which is the NATO round. And that's why 7.62 is next, 7.62K, because another NATO round is 7.62 millimeter. And that's why that's there. So, and just putting those stations on the route and getting people more involved. The two stations this year that are new are the plyo push-ups, where you do a push-up and clap, and walk-out push-ups, where you're standing up, you touch the floor with your hands and walk it out to a push-up position, knock out that push-up, and keep going. So, and you know, walk back up and keep going until you got 25. So I know that's different. The first year there was confusion, of course, and a lot of questions, but that's fine. And now there's people that have done it all 3 years, and they are ambassadors to what we've done in the past. So it's really, really catching on.
That's amazing. And I really like how you've, you know, added your own touch on pretty much every single piece of this event. I mean, like you said, this is a 5K. No, this is going to be a 5.56K. And
that's right.
I think that, I mean, personally, you know, just having those things that make your event unique and just keep tying it back to the source and to, you know, where everything is coming from, I think that's just so, so awesome. It's perfect.
Yeah. And also, you know, how you were mentioning the honoring those who served and how, and like I mentioned before, how that's tangible with the wall. Another way we do that is we donate a portion of the registration fees to nonprofit veteran organizations. And the reason why I chose to do smaller organizations, just because I want to get their name out. Now, the first year, it wasn't necessarily like how much we could raise. It was more like, let's raise awareness. And so that first year, we donated $3,000 to Camp Hope, which is an organization out of Farmington, Missouri. And they take combat wounded veterans on outdoor trips, like hunting trips, skeet shooting, things like that. Great organization. So we adopted them, if you want to say that, for the first 2 years. And then this year we're donating again to Combat Boots and High Heels. We did that last year as well for them. They're a veteran organization. And they started out of Jefferson, Missouri, a great organization. So combatbootsandhighheels.org, you can check them out. And then also the canned goods. Now, funny story, I'm going to a chiropractor. I'm talking to him about it. He's a sponsor already. Every year he sponsors it, Vance Chiropractic out of Republic, Missouri. And amazing guy, done a lot, you know, personally in my life. And he recommended, I was telling him about the canned goods. And like he said, why don't you just put them in the rucksacks? Like, that's a great idea, Doc. So, you know, we put the canned goods in the rucksack. I'm like, man, that joker, there's, you know, here we are with people with canned goods in the rucksack, and his name's right there, Vance Chiropractic. Nah, I'm not saying he's trying to jump up. I'm not saying he's trying to jump up business, but I think it's just a funny point to mention, because great guy and everything. And he's the one that gave me the idea to put the canned goods in the rucksack. So for weights, and then there, we have this camo netting that's there at our base camp. And the organization is called Home at Last, and they're a program of the Kitchen, which is outside of Springfield, or within Springfield, Missouri. And they, Home at Last specifically caters to the needs of veterans that are homeless or on the verge of being homeless. And so in all, we've donated $10,500 to veteran organizations and 4,459 pounds of food to Home at Last.
That's incredible. Congratulations on, I mean, both of those amazing figures. And I just want to say, I think that's a really, really cool and unique way to support two different charities in two incredibly different ways.
That's right.
You're not just, you know, taking the money, cutting it in half and giving half to one, half to the other. It's, I mean, these are two very, very different ways to raise funds and raise supplies for, you know, funds for combat boots and high heels and
That's
supplies
right.
for Home at Last. So that's awesome.
And we couldn't do it without our sponsors, of course. And the sponsors are listed there on our website and even on social media. But as far as our sponsors are concerned, they come back every year. And it's not even a question. They're back every year. And a lot of them have upped it. They wanted, maybe they were getting their feet wet on the first round, but now they know the impact that we have. And of course, their businesses are tied to what we do in this community now. So that's huge. And they see the value of it, and I'm so glad and thankful and honored to have our sponsors coming back. Now, we do have new sponsors, as you alluded to earlier, and those are exciting to have as well, because that allows us to do more things, you know, better quality T-shirts or finisher medals, things like that. And I wanted to make it an event to where it's I'm not saying that, you know, like I've done competitions and I've gotten a T-shirt. Well, I'm thankful for the T-shirt, but I probably won't wear this. But I'm going to tell you, everyone that touches our shirts are like, where could I get one? I got to have one. I love these shirts. These are the best shirts. I work out with them all the time. Work out in these shirts. And it's crazy to see going through town, you know, you see somebody with a Ruck and Run shirt on. You're like, oh, man, you give them that little, like that little wink. Like, yeah, you know what this is about, you know. And then that's representing our brand. I'm not going to have something that's out there that people are not willing to use. And they turn it into, like, you know, you're not going to take our shirts and clean guns with them. I mean, you can. I'm not against that. But but that's just not what you're going to do, because you want to wear the shirt. And I didn't want to give shirts out that were subpar just because it had our name on it. If our name's on it, it's going to be the best quality ever. And of course, that costs money. And with any event, you know, you have overhead cost of the event production, and couldn't do it without sponsors. And such an amazing thing that we can make an impact in our community like that.
That's awesome. And I'll definitely have a link to the sponsors page in the show notes for this podcast episode. So if anyone's curious about who is sponsoring Ruck and Run, just hit the show notes and you can show them some love.
Sure.
And I just got to say, I mean, I do the same thing with anything that I produce for All Day Rock Off. It has to be something that I would use and wear and be happy with myself, because I'm not going to, you know, sell or give away something that is an inferior product or I wouldn't use. And it's just awesome to, you know, to talk to someone who has a very similar mindset, because there are, like you mentioned, just so many places that you end up with a shirt and it's probably, you know, the worst quality shirt that you've ever felt in your entire life. Like you feel your hands like just drying up and bleeding, holding it. And you're just like, there's no way I can wear this.
Right. And I'm just hoping that my face didn't reflect what my mind was saying when they handed me the shirt at the event. Like, you know, I'm here to do this event. You give me what, you know? And really, you know, that says something. You know, it, no more is there an excuse for people to, or organizations to just do subpar stuff. If you're gonna come to Ruck and Run, or you're gonna do the shadow event, you're gonna get a high quality shirt, gonna get a cinch bag, gonna get a finisher medal, and that's earned. It's not something that we just, oh, here you go, you know. And that's the thing. I've been in the Army for over 20 years, and people see me inside either in my uniform or in a Ruck and Run shirt. That's it. I have a long sleeve, short sleeve. That's it. If you're seeing me in civilian clothes, it is Ruck and Run, because I'm not gonna advertise anybody else's brand, as far as, because you know, I want people to ask me about Ruck and Run. And if I'm not in this, I'm in my coyote brown shirt that goes with my OCPs, my Army uniform. So, and that's what that's about. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, you know, a little bit before this, you can tell the passion and enthusiasm and excitement in your voice that you have for Ruck and Run. So why not wear a Ruck and Run shirt all the time to spark up conversations and, you know, drive more in, because you're doing awesome stuff and people should know about it.
That's right. Well, I appreciate even this opportunity to share with the masses what you do. I've been, you know, you see so much on social media, and I see what you guys are doing at All Day Ruck Off, and that's just, I'm honored to even be included in what you do. And I'm thankful for what you do for the Ruck community and everything. So I really appreciate the time here in this interview.
Of course. And I mean, I just got to kind of turn that around, because without you and without people, you know, similar to you doing awesome things in this community, I mean, who would I have to talk to? So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's you that's making these episodes what they are and everything around it. So it's everything you do is truly, truly appreciated.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So you mentioned the first year you had 160 people. You mentioned that there is, you know, the physical location that you can do this event at. And then there's also the shadow event. So if someone's not near the physical location, then they can sign up and they can do this, the 5.56 or the 7.62 virtually.
Yeah, absolutely. So I encourage everyone to come out to Ruck and Run in Republic, Missouri on November 10th, of course. But if you can't make it, you got something else going on, or it's just too far for you to go because you're in Camp Arif John Kuwait. We had some people do the shadow event in Camp Arif John Kuwait last year, and that's pretty amazing. I'm sending shirts all over the world. And so that right there shows that that's making an impact. So if you can't make it to Republic, Missouri on November 10th, just you could do the shadow event. Now I would encourage you, get a team together, get your Ruck Club together, do what you got to do, knock this out, and we'll send you a shirt that you've earned, a finisher medal that you've earned, and that shipping is free. And just keep in mind, though, your registration, now you can practice all you want, but when you register, that registration, again, a portion of that registration fee goes to Combat Boots and High Heels. But there, you know, you're not going to ship us your canned goods. So what I encourage people to do, and you'll see this in the registration page, is that collect the canned goods from your rucksacks or however you want to do it, and then donate to a local veteran shelter where you are. And that right there expands our impact like crazy as far as giving back and honoring the veteran community. So once again, you know, you do that shadow event wherever you want, get your team together. You can do it by yourself if you want. You know, you're giving back to the veteran community. And when you give those canned goods, and you might even contact them, hey, we're doing this thing, what items can we give you? Because maybe they need toilet paper, toothpaste, things like that. Not always canned goods. And then let us know what kind of stuff that you gave, maybe the pounds that you gave. That way we can share that and we can add that into our numbers as well, so that we can know the impact that you've made in conjunction with what we're doing in Republic.
That's awesome. And such a great idea. I get emails all the time from people asking, you know, they're starting a rec club, or they're thinking of starting a rec club, or they have one and they're looking for ideas to bring their community together. And, you know, what better way than to get everyone together for a shadow event for Ruck and Run? 5.56, 7.62, you know, get the miles in, carry a bunch of canned food and donate it. That's awesome.
That's right. Thank you.
I mean, it really takes the, you know, you don't even have to think about it. You can just, you know, Ruck and Run has the distance. You know, they'll send the shirts and they'll do all the legwork. All you have to do is get the people together and rock and support.
Absolutely. And it really expands our reach. Since I live here in DC, I try not to let it get mundane at all. And so one of the things that I do to continually remind myself how much of an honor it is to even be stationed here in DC, I will ruck or run, depending on what day it is, around the National Mall. And so I got my Ruck and Run flag and got my backpack on, or my rucksack. And this next time I'm using my new Go Ruck rucksack. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, side note. So I ruck that or run that around the mall. And I stop at the Lincoln and do some push-ups. I stop at, you know, the Washington Memorial, and I'm doing another exercises just doing that. And people ask me, what are you doing? And I got a stack of cards in my pocket. And so I'm just doing this to honor veterans. And I give them a card, and they're like, well, yeah, keep going, you know. So it's really an opportunity to do that anywhere you are. And so with that, you know, I didn't pursue registered trademarks for nothing. My end state, or my future goals for this organization, is to take it to different locations. But before that happens, I want to make sure that I lay the groundwork for the volunteers and the framework for the organization in order to bring it here, so that it can survive that initial influx that I anticipate for having a Ruck and Run DC. So another goal is to have it at the different basic training posts out there, like Fort Leonard Wood, Fort Sill, and Fort Jackson, Fort Benning. So that way the drill sergeants come out there and it's right there in that community. And that's a little bit down the road maybe, but that's just something I have in my mind to do. But yeah, there's definitely room to grow. And it's not something that's going to slow down. You see, you know, how big CrossFit is and how big other organizations are. People want to be fit. I know that people love that camaraderie. And there's nothing like being in a formation calling cadence. And there's veterans out there, they know exactly what that means. You won't find that anywhere else. And then that camaraderie and having that that event, just another way to honor veterans.
Yeah, the camaraderie, the community, just everything. You really see it growing right now. And it's awesome to hear your plans for the future and just how forward thinking you are.
It's definitely, you know, I've been mentioning, you've heard me say, you know, 20 years in the Army, drill sergeant, things like that. I do want to mention that, you know, nothing that I've said, you know, the Army endorses. I don't go around with my uniform on promoting Ruck and Run specifically, because I'm well aware of, you know, the different public affairs and legal aspects that has. What I'm saying is, I don't want to sit here and say, hey, I'm, you know, give me credit because I'm a veteran and I'm still in uniform. That's not the case. But there is that level of awareness that one has to have. If you have a nonprofit organization, but you're still in uniform, there's got to be that balance between the two. So definitely I'm talking to you as George Fuller and not Sergeant Fuller. So, but yeah, but that right there, you know, that's, there's so much room to grow in that area. I mean, do I retire and just, you know, do this full time? So, but right now I do it in my free time, talking to you during a lunch break. And, you know, that's the free time that I put in there. And when my kids go to bed, I'm on the computer doing some graphic design or some type of administrative work or operational stuff that has to do with Ruck and Run. So I just wanted to put that out there as kind of a caveat, because I don't do any of this rucking around stuff while I'm on duty for military. So
yeah, it's probably safer to specify that. So
yeah, exactly.
Thank you. And it's amazing. I just have to say what you've been able to do and put together just in your free time. I mean, you've got obviously your full-time job, and you've got your your family, which is incredibly important to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've created Ruck and Run, you know, on nights, you know, when everyone's sleeping, and it's a lot of work to do that, to go through an entire day. You know, you're kind of drained at the end of the day and say, I'm still going to put in 2 hours or 3 hours into this project because it means so much to me and so much to everyone else out there. So thank you.
Funny. Yeah, absolutely. And really the purpose of it is not, I mean, I learned a long time ago, right up front, Ruck and Run is way bigger than me. So I can't limit it to myself. In fact, there's ways that I am limiting it because of my bandwidth, if you will. Like, you know, what I'm able to do out of being tired or limited capacity of graphic design skills, whatever else. But really, you know, I was just talking to a really outspoken supporter of Ruck and Run. I mean, John Medvac. I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now. His nickname is the Machine. He's his first event, he won a medal. His next event, he won a medal, and now he's on volunteer committee, and he's pushing Ruck and Run like crazy. I'm so thankful for that. That extends my bandwidth. But right there, it's way bigger than I am. And when you have that growth there, it's just amazing to where it can grow higher than I can ever reach.
And I'm really glad that you're able to find someone that you're able to delegate some of that off to. I actually burned the other end of the candle. So I was up until about 1:30 in the morning this morning, doing some podcast editing, getting some all day ruck off stuff done. And then I'm up at 5 o'clock for the day. So it's a little interesting. Maybe I'll try your approach and do the 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. wake up.
So I get my inspiration from Michael Scott. I mean, the Michael Scott, Dunder Mifflin, Can-Am, whatever, run for the cure for rabies or whatever that was, that cracks me up. It cracks me up because I see, like, the first year, I'm like, oh, I probably do that. Because, you know, they did a 5K, and then Toby was the first one done, right? And he's running, and he's like, why didn't we just do a loop? Like, where are we? when I started doing Rucker, I'm like, oh, I don't want it to turn into that, you know. Carbo load with some Alfredo, you know, stuff like that. But it's funny because I watched that and I just, there's so many, and it even gives me ideas like maybe I should present a lamp from a garage sale, you know, like a Jim and Pam. Anyway.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm currently going through The Office right now. And I mean, that episode is hilarious on so many different levels, but yeah, the whole, you know, where are we? I don't know, 5K away from the office. It's like, oh man, like what an oversight.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In the water station where he just throws the water back at her and stuff. And I will say though that we just watched this the other day, and this, I watched this the other day where he quit and started his own paper company. And I say that because one of the best lines in The Office, in my opinion, is that he's like, you know, you have a board meeting coming up, and they're meeting with the CFO. He's like, you got a board meeting coming up. It doesn't look like I have to wait out Dunder Mifflin. I just have to wait out you. And it takes courage to do that. And especially tenacity, if you want to call that a buzzword, you know, and resilience, because that's what it takes, resilience. And you can't have a Ruck and Run event succeed because it is bigger than one person. Can't do that without resilience and tenacity. And just continually doing better each time, and differentiating your event from other events. I don't want to just copy somebody else's stuff. I want to make it unique, and that's what drives people back. You know, it's not just that they want to get in shape. It's not just the camaraderie. It's the experience that they have. Of course, camaraderie is the experience, but it's the experience that they have in the event. What do they feel when they cross that line? What do they feel when we present our finisher medal? What do they feel at the opening ceremony when we're playing taps to honor the fallen? and presenting the colors. And what do they feel at the end when we're closing out the ceremony? We're giving out all kinds of door prizes. We do a gun raffle, and we gave off an AR-15 and all kinds of stuff like that. What is that experience to them? And that's what drives people back.
And those are such important points to think about. I mean, it just keeps lending back to how passionate and how thoughtful you are about this whole thing, which is amazing. But where some people might just see line item after line item, you know, after line item, you're thinking, you know, exactly how will people react to this? How will people feel? Is this, you know, what I want them to feel or what they should be feeling? Or, and if it's not, how can we change it? And I mean, that's awesome, man.
That's right. Well, I'm honored to do it. I tell people, you know, in one of my signature blocks, when I email all of our past participants, and encouraging them to go ahead and register. I'll do that now. Register. Okay. So once I email them, I have it in the block at the bottom. I'm honored to be your race director. It is truly an honor to do what I'm doing. It is not something that I take lightly, of course, and it is such an honor. And, you know, there might come a day where I can't do the race directing or whatever else because this is bigger than me, and that's fine. It will continue to ruck on without me. And I mean, in whatever way that's going to look like, but I know that what we've done in the past 3 years and what we're going to do this year has made an impact in our community, especially our local community, but also the veteran community. And I'm looking forward to many more years of Ruck and Run.
Awesome. And I'm looking forward to maybe someday making it out there, but at least, you know, taking part on the shadow side of it for many more years. So if you're listening to this, Ruck and Run, RUCKNRUN.org is the link. And I'm definitely going to have that in the show notes, and I'll be sending out info on that. If you're in the Republic area, then this sounds, I mean, just like a truly amazing event to be a part of. So try and make the drive and try and get out there for it. Bring your Ruck Club and make it out there. And if you're not, there's the shadow option, and it's just another reason to get your community together, to get your group together, and to put some miles in under a ruck for something awesome and amazing. So
that's right. And I want to encourage everybody, go to that link, go to All Day Ruck Off, and then click our link for ruckandrun.org. You'll see two videos, one on our homepage. That's the recap from last year. And in that, you'll see a few interviews, especially the one with the Marine that had gotten a battle injury, and this was his first ruck back. That's where you're going to find that. And then if you want to hear more about what the mission is, there's just click mission. It's the tab at the top, and there's a video there that basically goes into detail, like why I started Ruck and Run, and just, you know, those two videos are there for the public to see.
Perfect. And I'll have those links in the show notes, so please check them out.
And then there's also the registration. If you click register at ruckandrun.org, if you do ruckandrun.com, that's fine. It goes to ruckandrun.org. So, but if you click register, it'll have two options. One of them is the Republic Missouri. The other one is the shadow event. Just make sure that you click the right one that corresponds with what you're going to do. And like I say, I cannot wait to see you by the fire pit, November 10th in Republic, Missouri, for the 4th annual Ruck and Run.
Awesome. And is there, I mean, I feel like we hit a ton of different points here, and we really drove this home. But is there anything else that you want to bring up about Ruck and Run that people who are listening should know about?
Yeah. So let me, I mean, we covered the office, which is pretty cool. Let me go ahead. Go into detail about our logo. So you'll see on social media that there's this eagle with a banner and it says Ruck and Run. That's really not the logo. It's just something that I like to go with each year. I kind of change it up. But our logo is a fire pit. And the reason why is because that is a symbol of bringing people together. Now, if you've been deployed, you might experience this like I did. But when there was a fire pit, I'm not talking about a burn pit where we're just burning trash. I'm talking about, like, you know, there's a fire pit, you know, burning things, not getting toxins in our lungs. But we're around a fire pit just decompressing from a mission and sharing stories about back home and encouraging each other and things like that. So that fire pit right there became our logo because it signifies bringing veterans and the community together to honor veterans. And so that's what you'll find in our, as our logo, that fire pit. And that really, you're not going to find that anywhere else, really. Right there in front of our stage, we have this big old fire pit. Now it's November and it's cold. So that's, if we had one in the summertime, it probably wouldn't work as well. But yeah, that fire pit there. And then also, since we have all the 12 acres there on the property, we have camping. So you register Friday night or do your packet pickup Friday night. You get your shirt and your and everything ready to go, your packet, I mean. And then you can go set up camp and then come around the fire pit, bring your hot dogs, hamburgers, just another way to share your story about your service to the country, or even sharing a story about a loved one that served our country. And you camp out, wake up in the morning, you're right there at the event. And if you're going to be hardcore about the event, that's what you do. You go camping right for it.
That's awesome. And I mean, we've mentioned community a number of times throughout this, and just what a amazing thing to do to build community and to have that for the community.
That's right.
So one final thing, we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, but GORUCK is your official ruck sponsor based off an announcement that you had on Twitter and I believe on Instagram as well. How did that come about?
Well, I reached out to GORUCK, I think it was last year, and the person that I contacted, he presented a question like, well, how are we going to partner up? And then I was thinking about it, and then I think the email got lost or something else, and I just really didn't know what to do with that. So then here we are a year later, and I'm reaching back out to him like, hey, I'm sorry. I mean, I dropped the ball, didn't reach out to you. The event happened, all these other things. I couldn't concentrate on it, lost the email. I don't even know. But let's reignite this conversation, and this is what I think we could do. So then when I presented to them about what Ruck and Run does, and I really saw on social media the ruck clubs that are out there, what All Day Ruck Off does, different things like that. That's where I started, the wheels in my head started spinning. Like, okay, now we need to hammer out some details. How are we going to partner with Ruck and Run and GORUCK? So reach out to them, and we became an affiliate, which means you can go to our website and buy a rucksack, and then there's a commission that comes off that, just like any other affiliate type thing. But the cool thing is they are willing to email ruck clubs about it and geolocate or geotarget ruck clubs that are within our area, driving distance, which was totally amazing. This is a huge thing that they would do that. And then they said, hey, we're going to be your official ruck sponsor. So that right there, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, that just drives up the value of what we do when an organization like GORUCK recognizes what we do. And even when an organization like All Day Ruck Off recognizes what Ruck and Run does. And the best thing I can say is all three of these organizations, we're not saying we're competing. We're rucking it together. And that's what it's all about, right? Camaraderie, doing it together. And there is plenty of room for GORUCK to do its thing and Ruck and Run to do its thing. And that's why they recognize Ruck and Run as an event to be our official ruck sponsor. And I'm very excited and honored to have that distinction there.
That's great. And I completely agree. I think a lot of other people in this community agree as well. I mean, there's plenty of room for everyone. And it's not about, you know, trying to take a slice of the pie from someone else or anything like that. It's just about, how can we grow the pie and how can we, you know, bring more people into this? And that's always where my head's at is, you know, how can we get more people in here rucking and not how can we, you know, go and take people from someone else.
Right. Right. And then, you know, when you have, when there comes a point where you don't have to explain what ruck is, then we've gotten somewhere, right? Because there's that learning curve. You have an event called that has the word ruck in it somewhere. There's a level of explanation that you have to do before we even get anywhere to establish common ground so we can talk on the same level as far as what I'm trying to accomplish and what I'm trying to share. Because if you don't know what rucking is, and we're, you know, I love rucking as far as rugby, but that's not what we're talking about. So when that comes together, I mean, we're going all the way back to the beginning of our conversation that once you know, if you say go ruck and people ask you what that is, or if you say ruck and run, we're like, what is that? We're all day ruck off. But when you get to where you're like, this, the word ruck is common within the community, then we've transcended, not only the military community, it's also branched over into, or bridged over into the regular community, that we have adopted this word. What does ruck mean? You know, it's a verb, and it comes from rucksack, which is German for backpack. And that's what the military does. We do things, we take acronyms, we turn them into verbs all the time. So, but ruck itself, I mean, that's a verb now. And like I was saying, the more that's used, the more that go ruck does its thing, and ruck around does its thing, and all day ruck off does your thing, then the more the community is going to recognize what that word is and how it fits into our culture and our society today, and what that means, what it means to ruck. When you say certain words, people associate with that, okay, that word means this. When we're talking about rucking, that means getting together, putting some weight on your back, hitting the road, and doing something together that you're not going to be able to do in a cubicle, you know, or in front of a video game machine, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you really drove it home with that in the past few years. It's been crazy how rucking went from no one knew what it was to, I mean, at least some people do now. When, you know, when I'm talking to people who I don't ruck with, they're like, oh, rucking, like ruck events, like go ruck, or, you know, there's a couple local 5K rucks, you know, they bring those names up, and it's really interesting to see how it's progressed over the past 5-6 years.
That's right. And it's kind of the same with, in some ways it's the same as CrossFit. Cause when you ask like, what's CrossFit mean? I remember first hearing the word CrossFit, I'm thinking like cross trainer, like shoes or something. I don't even know. Like, what is this word that you're talking to me about? Now it's just it's a culture in and of itself. And that's what I appreciate Go Ruck doing, and all day ruck off. And what these organizations are doing is making it commonality, making the word common among the masses. Ruck means to get some weight on your back. And when you ruck in honor of someone that served, that just makes a way more difference, you know, a bigger difference. And I've seen people put, there's a post that we reposted from Go Ruck where there's a group of people that have like a laminated page, you know, this is who I'm rucking for. That right there, honoring veterans, honoring those who serve. That's what it's all about. And that's why, you know, tie in what you do at All Day Ruck Off and Ruck and Run and Go Ruck Off and any other organizations out there. When we can direct that honor back to veterans, that's huge. So,
absolutely.
It's rucking with a purpose.
It is. It is. And that's the best way to ruck. George, man, thank you so much for taking so much time today to talk about Ruck and Run.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you doing this, and I'm really glad to have you on. And this has been a really good time. I'm really excited to see how Ruck and Run does this year, and I'm excited to see the future of it, because I mean, you're incredibly dedicated, and I can't wait to see where this goes. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate your time, and thank you for all you're doing with All Day Ruck Off, and just keep going. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. This has been episode number 68, and you can find the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-068. I truly hope you enjoyed that interview with George. Personally, I'm already paid up for the virtual event, so I'm going to have some fun with that. And I think that's pretty cool that he gave us 3 events to give away. So those event codes are good for either the virtual event or the in-person event. So if you're near the area, that could be pretty cool for you. We've got links to register for the event, and just hit the show notes to figure out how you can win one of those 3 entries. I love these virtual ruck events because they're such a great way to get a ruck club together. If you're struggling to think of a workout, or you don't just want to pull everyone together for a regular ruck, if you're looking for something special, then this is a pretty cool thing to do. If you enjoyed this episode, we would truly appreciate it if you would leave a review on either iTunes or on our Facebook page. You can search for All Day Ruck Off on either of those. And as always, if you have any questions or issues or ideas for another podcast episode, send an email directly to me, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com. Thank you so much for the incredible support, and I'll see you in episode 069. Don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.